K-Paul's Louisiana Kitchen made enormous contributions to the restaurant world. Perhaps now, even after it has served its last blackened fish, it can add one more to the list. Maybe the closing of this epic restaurant will finally extinguish any doubts about the stakes at hand in the pandemic and our own roles in the fight against it. The longer the crisis lasts, the greater toll it will take. Of course, that starts with lives lost to the deadly disease. It also reaches into the economy and the culture, the intersection where our restaurants sit. These are confusing times. Restaurants are back open, cooking delicious food again, and rolling out the hospitality. Yet business as usual remains a distant fantasy. Restaurants face the financial peril of a devastated economy and the health risks of simply being open right now. Some restaurants that made it through the first months of the pandemic are closing now as cases rise, and the prospect of a finish line recedes further into some drifting future. Restaurants need support on a high level, with funding to remain viable tomorrow if they need to temporarily close today. And they need the support from us every day, not just as customers, but as a community helping to slow the virus spread. Restaurants need people to mask up. Even if you aren't visiting restaurants right now, this tactic diminishes virus spread and hastens the time businesses can return. The same goes with schools, sports, anything else we're yearning to bring back. If we pretend that gradual economic reopening means we're back to normal, if we cling to some notion that face masks are controversial, then we're taking for granted things that we value in this community. The end of K-Paul should send a message as loud as butter hitting a hot skillet. Anything we take for granted in this fight is lost. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out.